知音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年1月30日，星期三。我们今天非常荣幸的再一次邀请到我们亲爱的 Rather 超人跑步，为我们继续讲述今天的早课 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 15 The Lord accepts Prasadam at the house of Savabhauma Bhattacharya
我们今天继续阅读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Madhya Lila 第十五章主在 Savabhauma Bhattacharya 家中接受 Prasadam
So we're reading from Shridhar Mayapur.
我们今天呢是继续在 Shridhar Mayapur 来讲述这堂课。
Where there are 120 Chinese devotees.
那在这里呢有120位的中国奉献者。
And some devotees from Hong Kong and Taiwan and Philippines also.
还有一些奉献者呢是来自台湾、香港和菲律宾。
And with Giridhari Swami and Krishna Baladev Prabhu.
还有 Giridhari Maharaj 和Krishna Baladev Prabhu.
So every day we go out on parikram.
所以每天呢，我们都会出去进行绕拜。
For some of the devotees, this is the first time they are in Mayapur.
对于一些奉献者来说呢，这是他们第一次来到 Shridhar Mayapur.
And we have been going to wonderful places. Yesterday we went to the place of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
我们去了各种各样的美妙的地方。昨天我们去了 Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的家。
The day before we went to the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared.
然后在前天呢，我们又去了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现的地方。
And also the place where the first kirtan took place in Mayapur at the house of Srivas Thakur.
我们还去了 Srivas Thakur 的家，在这个地方呢，是在Shridhar Mayapur 首次进行 kirtan 的地方。
So every day we have very long kirtans. The devotees are very happy.
所以每天呢，我们都会进行长时间的 kirtan， 所有的奉献者都可开心了。
And today we will go to the Jagannath Temple for an initiation ceremony.
今天呢，我们会去加格纳特庙，然后在这个庙里面呢，我们会进行启迪仪式。
Basically, everything we do is centered around the chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
我们在做的所有的事情呢，全部都是以唱诵 Hare Krishna 主的圣名而展开的。
And this is the topic of our lecture.
那么这呢是我们的讲课的话题。
So we have questions left from last week.
但是上个星期呢，我们有一些没有回答的问题。
And we're going to answer them now.
所以现在呢，我们先回答这些问题。So the first question is from Lalita Mataji, 顶拜帕布的莲花族。您刚刚讲过，只要能够念诵一次 Maha曼陀罗就可以获得解脱。这里的解脱处于什么样的层面？怎么样更好的去理解这个阶段的解脱 ？Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Just now you mentioned that, if we only chant the holy name of Maha Mantra for even once, we can get the liberation. So what is the levels of the liberation here? So what is a better way to understand this levels of liberation?
Well, we're going to discuss this topic today, but briefly, when liberation is mentioned, it means that we attain a platform of pure devotional service.
我们今天呢将会探讨这个话题，但是简短结说呢，就是当我们讲到解脱的时候，也就意味着我们达到了去做纯粹的奉献服务的层面。
And the following verses that we're going to discuss today are explaining this in detail.
那今天我们要探讨的这个诗节呢，我们也会对这个话题进行细致的讨论。
So we'll answer more thoroughly today.
所以呢，在今天的讲课里面呢，我们会对这个话题呢，会更加深刻的去回答。
Next question. So
the next question.The next question is from Smoky Radha Mataji. 感恩跑步分享的甜美的圣地逍遥。请问我们是否可以在商业活动中加入唱诵圣名的环节，不提及更多，还是要保持活动的纯粹性，向大众讲述唱诵圣名的巨大灵性利益？ Please accept my humble obeisances and thank you very much.For sharing the sweet pastimes from the Holy Dham. So my question is that in our business activities or some business-oriented programs, is that okay for us to add the part of holy name chanting, but not to mention much about the meaning of the holy name, or we have to keep thepurity of all kinds of activities. We only explain the benefit of the chanting and what kind of spiritual beneficial we can get from the chanting to the public.
Okay, this is a very important question.
那这是一个非常非常重要的问题。
Because...When we practice Krishna consciousness, we may find ourselves in a situation where people give us a chance to present the chanting of Hare Krishna. But the situation may be different every time.
但是每一次我们所处的这个处境呢是不一样的。
For example, people may ask us to chant out of curiosity.
比如说，有的时候人们会出于好奇而让我们去念诵或唱诵。
Other time, we may suggest that we're going to chant, and people have no idea what we're going to do.
而且有的时候呢，我们也会被建议着去唱诵，可是人们并不知道我们到底在干嘛。
So we have to judge according to the audience, and we have to judge according to the situation.
所以说呢，我们要必须根据我们所面对的听众以及我们所处在的环境去进行判断。
But obviously, it's important to let people know that this is a spiritual experience.
但是呢。很显然就是要让大家明白这是一个灵性的体验，这是很重要的。
The good thing is that in China people are accustomed to meditation or to chant mantras.
但是好的方面就在于中国人呢是很习惯于去进行冥想和唱诵曼陀罗的。
So my experience is that when I ask people to chant,They very happily follow along with the chanting.
对我自己的体验就是，每次当我去请大家来唱诵的时候，大家都会非常的开心的就跟着唱诵起来。
And because they do it wholeheartedly, they get some benefit because they don't commit offenses and they don't judge why I should chant.
那么就是由于他们呢是以全新的这种状态去唱诵的，所以呢他们就会从中获益。因为他们在唱诵的时候呢，他们就不会有任何的冒犯，也不会有任何的评判。
Now, some people may ask, what is the meaning of the chanting?
但是也许可能有人会问，唱诵的意义何在？
And we may give some basic explanation.
我们也许可能会给他们一些非常基础的解释。
Especially on the power of the mantra.
特别是曼陀罗的力量。
and the method for chanting.
以及唱诵的方法。
But we have to be careful not to go too far in giving too many details.
但是呢，我们要非常的小心，我们不要过度的解释，也不要给他们讲述太多的细节的内容。
Because one of the 10 offenses of the Holy Name is to instruct people who do not understand the meaning of the chanting.
因为唱诵圣名的其中的一个冒犯就是去训导那些根本就知道唱诵到底是什么意思的人群唱诵。
But like I said, Chinese people are, you know, in general, they're very respectful.
但是呢，就像我说的，总体来说呢，中国人是非常的具有尊敬心的。
And when you present something which is spiritual and cultural, they very much appreciate.
对的，当你向他们去展示一些灵性的以及非常有涵养的事物的时候，他们就会很好的接受。
And I think it's better to just leave it at this, just to ask people to chant, let them chant, and let them enjoy the chanting.
那我觉得可能也就是这样做就比较好，让他们去唱诵，并且呢，让他们去享受这个唱诵。
And if people are more interested, then you can one-on-one, you can explain more about the philosophy.
那如果要是对于那些对这个唱诵更有兴趣的人呢，你可以一对一的去向他们更多的解释唱诵背后的哲学。
So.We should take the opportunity when we are given a chance to get people to chant. We should never miss that opportunity.
所以说呢，我们必须要抓好这个机会。每次当我们有机会让大家来唱诵的时候，我们就不应该错过这个机会。
Because they will make spiritual progress very quickly.
因为这会让他们很快的去得到灵性上的进步。
Even if they are still attached to material activities and even sinful activities, people become very quickly attached to the chanting.
即便是他们依然还会依附于一些物质的活动，甚至于依附一些罪恶的活动，但是呢，人们就会很快的通过唱诵取得进步。
And it is mentioned in the scriptures that by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can cleanMore sinful activities than you can ever imagine you can make.
在经典里面就提到了，当人他可以去唱诵的时候，这个唱诵就可以使他大量的去清除内心的不洁，而这样的做的这个呢，是很难让我们去想象他到底能够获得多好的这种清洁的。
Okay, so we're going to. Are there any more questions?
Yes, there is one more question from Swati Mataji.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. 请问跑步，我们也有年纪大的奉献者，一个人努力的服务，但是自己身体出现任何的状况的时候呢，也不愿意麻烦奉献者，不告诉其他人他的状况，不让奉献者去照顾他，我们该怎么做呢？跑步 ，We also have a quite older devotee who is trying all her.A long effort to do the devotion service. However, right now, she also has some physical problems. However, she doesn't feel like to give any trouble to the devotees. So she refused to tell us what's the situation of her. So we cannot really take care of her. So in that case, what do we do?
What is that sound there?
It's not from my side.
Okay. Taking care of devotees is very important.
照顾奉献者是非常重要的。
Both physically and spiritually.
无论是从身体上的关怀，还是从灵性上的照顾。
But we can only care for the devotee as much as they want to be helped.
但是呢，我们只能够去照顾那些想要。就是愿意得到帮助的那些奉献者。
We have to respect devotees' own situation and the devotees' desires.
所以说呢，我们就必须要去尊重奉献者他们所处在的这个处境，以及去尊重他们自己的愿望。
But we can only do so much in helping devotees.
但是呢，在 照顾帮助奉献者的这个时候呢，我们只能够做到一定的程度。
The basic is our own personal affection and our own respect for such a devotee.
那么基础就是我们对于这个奉献者的我们自己所表示出来的这种爱和关怀，以及呢我们可以给这个奉献者所提供的我们自我的帮助。
And whatever little things we can do to make their life better, we should do that.
所以任何一件可以让他们的生活变得更好的小事我们都应该去做。
Sometimes devotees, they go through disease, but they don't want to share their pain with other people.
那有的时候呢，奉献者会生病，但是他们不愿意把他们的这个病痛去和其他的奉献者去分享。
Maybe they feel they don't deserve the attention.
因为他们觉得他们不配受到关怀和照顾。
And this has a lot to do with the way Chinese people think and behave about life.
那么这个呢，和我们中国人对于生活和自己的这个想法的这个看法很有关。
And people they just like to suffer in silence.
那么所以呢，中国人他总是喜欢在沉默中去忍受。
I know many people who are suffering physically and mentally, but they don't want to do anything about it.
那我知道有很多人无论是从身体上还是从心理上都在受着很大的苦，但是呢他们不想让别人去做任何事情，或者自己也不想做任何事。
They know what is the right thing to do, but somehow they cannot come out of that mentality and open up for assistance and care.
那么他们知道正确的事情应该是什么，但是他们却没有办法让自己去敞开，没有办法让自己去接受别人对他的关怀和照顾或协助。
So we can do only what we can do, and the best is to offer our love, to offer our care, and as much as we can help, we should help.
那所以说呢，我们只能够尽力而为的去帮助，去展示我们的爱，展示我们的关怀。
Sometimes it doesn't take much to make a devotee feel better, even just to visit or to bring some prasadam or to bring some little gift, because we may not be able to do anything when it comes to the health condition.
但是有的时候呢，可能就是一点小事就可以让这个奉献者感觉好一点。比如说呢，去拜访他一下，或者是去给他带一点prasadam。当然这个呢可能没有办法去帮助到他的这个身体上的状况。
We should let them know that we care about them and that we love them.
但是呢我们必须要让他们知道我们是关怀他们的，我们是爱他们的。
So that's all I can offer for now.
所以呢这个就是对这个问题我现在能够所做的解答。
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we continue the reading of chapter 15.
所以呢，我们今天继续阅读第十五章。
And which is this section right now is about the instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the devotees returning to Bengal.
那这一章我们所阅读的这个内容呢，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。在给返回孟加拉的那些奉献者做出一些训示。
And he was approached by two devotees who asked him some instructions.
那有两位奉献者呢就来找他，向他询问训示。
And that instruction is about how do I know who is a devotee? How do I know who is a Vaishnava?
那这问题就是我怎么知道谁是奉献者，谁是 Vaishnava?
Because obviously in those days, in the village where people used to live, there were people who were chanting, but this devotee didn't know. How do I recognize if someone who is chanting is actually a devotee?
因为在那个年代呢，在这个村庄里面呢是有人在唱诵的，可是呢这些奉献者他们就说，那我又怎么能够判断唱诵的这些奉献者哪一位是奉献者呢？
Obviously, anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a devotee.
那很显然，任何一个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的人都是奉献者。
But what kind of devotees are they?
但是他们是什么样的奉献者呢？
And what kind of devotee are we?
那我们又是什么样的奉献者呢？
We also chant Hare Krishna every day, but what kind of chanting do we do?
那么我们每天也在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，可是我们是在做怎么样的唱诵呢？
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very simple reply. He said, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all the reactions of sinful life.
所以主宰丹尼玛哈布就给了一个非常简单的一个回答，他说任何一个哪怕只唱诵了圣名一遍的人都能够解脱于他在生命中所做下的所有的这些罪恶活动。
Eka Krishna Namikare Sarva Papakshoye Nava Vida Bhakti Purnanam Hoite Hoy. He makes two statements. First, he says, if you chant just once the name of Krishna, you are free from all sinful activities.
那他做了两个陈述。第一个呢，就是如果你要是唱诵 Krishna 的圣名哪怕一次，你就能够摆脱所有的罪恶的活动。
So this is very hopeful.
那么这个呢，是让人充满希望的。
And then he says, one can complete the nine processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna.
然后呢，他就说，一个人仅仅是通过唱诵Krishna 的圣名，就能够去完成这个奉献服务的程序。
So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes two proposals.
那么，所以在这里呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就提出了两个建议。
If you chant once, you are free from sinful activities.
那如果你要是唱诵一次呢，你就摆脱了罪恶的活动。
And if you chant the holy name, you can engage in the nine processes of devotional service.
然后呢，如果你要是去唱诵圣名的话，也就意味着你在从事着那九项奉献服务。
So, now Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport.
然后呢，Srila Prabhupada就在要旨里面进行了解释。
The nine processes of devotional service.
他就解释了奉献服务的九项程序
，which begins with hearing, chanting, and remembering.
那它开始于聆听、唱诵和意念。
And this has to be done according to time, place, and situation.
那么这个呢，必须要通过时间、地点和情况去做的。
And one of the processes of devotional service is to worship the deity.
那么在其中的一个奉献服务的程序呢，就是去崇拜神像
，to offer prayers，
去供奉祷文
，to be an eternal servant of Krishna，
成为主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人
，to make friend with Krishna，
和 Krishna 交朋友
，and to ultimately dedicate everything to Krishna，
最终呢，把一切都献给 Krishna。
And this is the perfection of devotional service.
那么这个呢，就是奉献服务的完美。
Prabhupada explains that you can perform the nine activities, or you can perform six, or three, or two, or even one. Even one of the nine processes of devotional service can bring perfection.
然后Srila Prabhupada就说呢，你可以去从事这九项奉献服务的九项活动，也可以从事六项活动，但是也可以从事三项或一项活动。他说，哪怕仅仅是从事奉献服务的其中的一项的话，也能够让你达到完美。
But then Prabhupada makes an important point.
然后Srila Prabhupada他就做出了一个非常重要的提示。
To be free from sinful reaction by chanting the holy name of Krishna only once,One must chant without offenses.
如果要是想唱诵主的圣名一次就摆脱所有的罪恶活动的话，也就意味着这个人他必须要纯粹的去唱诵才可以。
If we can chant once without committing offenses, then we can attain perfection.
就是在完全没有冒犯的情况下去唱诵一次的话，我们就可以。
So, Prabhupada continue explaining that out of all the nine processes of devotional service, kirtan is very important.
然后，舍勒爸爸又解释了，在这九项奉爱服务的程序中 ，kirtan 是非常非常重要的。
And all the other activities that we mentioned, such as worshipping the deities or offering prayers or doing service, these must go on, but they should always be supported by the chanting.
那像其他我们刚才所提到的那些服务，比如说。崇拜神像、供奉祷文以及做服务，这些都必须要接着去做的。但是呢，所有的这些都必须要以唱诵圣名为支撑。
And Prabhupada explained that he very carefully introduced this system all over the Krishna consciousness movement.
然后沙巴巴就说呢，他非常的仔细有意的把。整个的这个体系介绍给了全部的这个 Krishna 知觉的运动中。
In other words, Prabhupada introduced deity worship. This is a very important part of our society.
换句话说，就是舍勒巴巴他把神像崇拜这件事情介绍给了我们，这也是在我们整个社团里面非常重要的要去做的一个活动。
And deity worship means cooking for the deities, means serving prashada, means festivals, means association.
那么崇拜神像呢，也就意味着为神像去崇饭，去这个烹饪，然后呢去服务prashada, 就是提供 prashada, 还有呢这个联谊。
But imagine if we did all these things and we never chant Hare Krishna.
但是如果我们要想象一下，我们做了所有的这些活动，但是我们从来都不去唱诵 Hare Krishna，
It would be useless.
那这些都是无用的。
Everything should be supported by the chanting of Hare Krishna.
所以呢，所有的这些事情都必须要被唱诵 Hare Krishna 这件事情所支撑。
We worship the deities and then we chant Hare Krishna. We cook for the deities and then we chant Hare Krishna. We associate with the devotees. We chant Hare Krishna.
比如说我们崇拜神像我们会唱诵 Hare Krishna 我们为神像供奉我们也会这个唱诵 Hare Krishna 当我们和奉献者联谊的时候呢我们也会唱诵 Hare Krishna
So this is a very very important point to understand
所以呢这个是一个非常重要的需要去理解的要点
Srila Prabhupada once told the devotees actually our only business is to sit on the bank of the GangesAnd the bank of the Jamuna, and chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day.
Srila Prabhupada 曾经就对奉献者说过，其实我们唯一要做的事情就是坐在恒河的岸边，或者坐在杨木那河的岸边，一天24小时的去唱诵圣名。
Because this is the process for the age, is to chant the holy name 24 hours a day.
因为这就是我们在这个年代要去做的一件事情，要去走的这个程序，就是一天24小时的去唱诵。
But can we actually do this?
但是我们能不能这么做呢？
No, we can't sit all day by the bank of the Ganges and chant 24 hours a day.
我们不可能完全的坐在恒河的岸边，一天24小时什么都不做的，只是去唱诵圣名。
Very few people can do this.
极少有人可以这么做。
So, if we can't sit by the Ganges and chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day, we have to have other engagements which will utilize our mind, body, and senses in Krishna's service.
所以，既然我们不能够一天24小时的去唱诵圣名的话，所以呢，我们就必须。要让我们的这个身体心意去从事其他的活动，去进行对 Krishna 的服务的活动。
So we have festivals.
所以呢，我们有节日。
We have book distribution.
我们也会派书。
We have association with devotees.
我们还会和奉献者联谊。
We have temple programs.
我们有一些庙里的活动。
And so many many projects which keeps.Us very busy with our mind, our body, and our senses.
而且呢，我们还有很多很多的其他的这些项目，让我们的这个身体、心意和感官呢，都一直处在忙碌的状态中。
But all these activities are only meant to facilitate the chanting.
但是所有的这些活动呢，全部都是要这个让我们的这个唱诵有更好的设施。
If, for example, somebody says, "Oh, I like to cook." But I don't like to chant.
比如说，如果有人说我喜欢做饭，但是我不喜欢唱诵。
Or I like to read Prabhupada's books, but I don't like to chant.
或者说呢，我喜欢读释迦牟尼佛的书，可是呢，我不喜欢念诵。
I like to serve the devotees, but I don't like to chant.
比如说，我喜欢去服务奉献者，可是我也不喜欢念诵。
How are we going to purify the heart?
那这样的话，那我们又如何能够去净化我们的内心呢？
Because when we do these activities, we have to understand what is our motivation.
因为当我们在做所有的这些活动的时候，我们必须要知道我们的动机是什么。
The main objective in doing all these activities is that we develop a taste.For chanting the holy name of Krishna.
那么我们做所有的这些活动的最主要的这个目的，就是为了让我们在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候，能够培养出品味。
Serving the devotees, reading Prabhupada's books, engaging in deity worship, cooking, these are all expansions of the holy name of Krishna.
比如说崇拜神像，服务奉献者，然后呢去参加节日，所有的这些活动呢，全部都是圣名做出进行的展开。
One devotee said, "The chanting of Hare Krishna is what brings us to Krishna consciousness."
那么有一位奉献者他就说呢，唱诵 Hare Krishna， 它可以把我们带入 Krishna 知觉。
The chanting of Hare Krishna is what keeps us in Krishna consciousness.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢，是把我们留在了 Krishna 知觉之中。
And the chanting of Hare Krishna is what brings us back to Krishna.
而且呢，唱诵 Hare Krishna 呢，也是那个把我们带回到 Krishna 身边的途径。
Now, in the next verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will make another important statement.
然后在下面一个世界里面呢，朱雀丹尼马哈帕布他就会做出另外一个非常重要的陈述。
Diksha purashcharya vidhi apekshanakore jiva sparse achandala sabare udhare. One does not have to take initiation or execute the activities before initiation. One just has to chant Hare Krishna and.If one does that, even a man who is very degraded can be delivered.
就是说一个人呢，他不需要通过旅行，他不需要通过这个启迪，或者说呢，在启迪之前做任何事情，就可以去唱诵Hare Krishna。而且呢，一个人他即便是在非常堕落的这个情况下，他也可以去唱诵 Hare Krishna， 并且取得进步。
So, first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you chant Hare Krishna once, you are free from sinful activities.
那么首先，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，你哪怕唱诵 Hare Krishna 圣名一次，你就能够摆脱所有的罪恶的活动。
Now he's saying, you don't even have to take initiation. If you just chant once, don't get initiated. You will attain perfection.
那这里面又说到了你根本就不需要得到启迪，你哪怕只是唱诵一次，然后又不需要启迪，然后呢你就能够达到完美。
And not only that, but even if you are the most degraded of all human beings, you can still get liberation just by chanting, even if you're not initiated.
而且不止如此，哪怕你是人类中最堕落的那个人，而且呢，你也不需要在启迪的这个情况下，你哪怕只是唱诵了圣名一次，你就能够达到完美。
Wow, I mean, you know, all these years we were thinking we have to take initiation, we have to take initiation. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we don't have to take initiation.
那比如说这么多年，我们一直都在想，我必须得得到启迪，我必须得得到启迪。可是在这里面，就Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，你不需要得到启迪。
So, Prabhupada will not explain what does that mean.
然后十二爸爸呢，现在就要去解释Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的意思到底是什么。
So, first Prabhupada explained what is the meaning of this initiation.
然后首先呢，十二爸爸就解释了启迪的意思。
So he says the process of initiation is by which one will awaken to transcendental knowledge.
嗯，那他就说呢，就是通过启迪呢，一个人他就能够唤醒超然的知识。
And can gradually, by the help of the spiritual master, vanquish all sinful activities.
并且呢，逐渐的在灵性导师的帮助下，去让所有的这些罪恶的活动消失。
According to the Vedic system, anyone who wants to make spiritual progress must approach a spiritual master and take initiation.
根据韦达的体系呢，任何一个想要在灵性上取得进步的人都应该去接近一位灵性导师，并且从他那里得到启迪。
Therefore, the process of initiation is necessary in order to make spiritual progress and purify the heart.
因此呢，为了要得到灵性上的进步以及得到内心的净化，启迪是必要的。
And if one is not properly initiated, one is taking the risk of taking birth again in lower species of life.
如果一个人没有得到启迪的话，那他就会冒再次堕落到低等生物体的投生的风险。
Ato gurum prabhanya evam sarva svam vinideyacha grihiniyad vaishnavanam mantra diksha purvam vidinata. It is the duty of every human being to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master.
任何一个人他都有责任要去臣服于一位正宗的灵性导师。
And to offer one's mind, body, and intelligence.
然后供奉出他的身体、心意和智性。
In this way, one must take Vaishnav initiation from such a spiritual master.
这样的方式呢，一个人他必须要从这样的一位灵性导师那里去得到启迪。
Then Prabhupada quotes from another book.Where he says, Yata kanchananam yati kshamyam rasa vidanata tata diksha vidanena dvijjatam jayatendrinam. By chemical manipulation, bell metal is turned into gold.
然后呢，释迦牟尼佛他就在一本书里面，就引述了一本书里面的话。他说呢，就是通过这个化学的转化，一个铁就是一块这个金属，它可以变成金子。
And the chemical manipulation is when it is touched by mercury.
那么这个化学的转化是什么呢？就是当这个金属它被汞所触碰了以后。
Similarly, one who has taken initiation can acquire all the qualities of a brahmana.
也就是说呢，当一个人他得到了启迪之后呢，他就能够获得婆罗门所有的品质。
So there are different activities which a person must perform in order to qualify for initiation.
所以说呢，一个人他为了要得到启迪的资格，他就必须要去从事各种各样的活动。
And Prabhupada explains that these activities have been introduced in our Krishna conscious society.
然后释迦牟尼佛又解释了，就所有的这些活动呢，都被介绍进了我们的Krishna 知觉的社团里。
Rising early in the morning, taking a bath, chanting the holy name, worshipping the deities.
比如说清晨早起沐浴，然后唱诵，然后崇拜神像。
And Prabhupada explains that he has himself set up the system that a devotee who wants to take initiation must perform these activities at least for 6 months.
然后修二爸爸他就说呢，他设立的这个程序，对于那些想要接受启迪的人呢，他必须要遵守这样的这种程序去从事这些活动啊，6个月的时间。
Which means rise early in the morning, hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, offer aarti to the deities, chant rounds, associate with devotees, offer prasadam.
那也就意味着要清晨早起，然后呢要沐浴，要聆听圣典波迦瓦坛，然后呢要进行这个aarti的仪式，之后呢要唱诵圣名，要和奉献者联谊。
Then, one will also go through the disciple course.
那人呢，他也必须要去上门徒课程。
And then finally, one will get recommendation to get initiation from the spiritual master.
然后最后呢，这个人他终于可以被推荐，让这个灵性导师去给他启迪。
Srila Prabhupada says, no one should be recommended spontaneously.If they are not qualified.
然后十二爸爸就说呢，任何一个人如果他要是不还没有达到资格的话呢，是不能够自发的去被推荐的。
Then Prabhupada says, after 6 months, one will take first initiation, and then by being regular for another 6 months, one can receive Brahman initiation.
十二爸爸说呢，这个人当他从事了6个月的这个活动之后呢，他可以得到一次启迪，然后呢再稳定的这样的从事这些活动之后呢，他就可以得到婆罗门启迪。
So you may ask, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
huh? Sorry, I had 6 months for the second initiation.
Yeah, this was the system during Prabhupada's time.
那么这个呢是在舍舍帕帕的这个年代的时候所遵循的体系。
But each guru can have their own standard.
但是每一位guru呢都有他们自己的标准。
But the standard established by the GBC, which is compulsory everywhere, is 1 year waiting.
但是呢这个 GBC 它所制定的这个规则，也就是任何一个地方都必须执行的这个规则呢，是要等1年的时间。
Then one can take initiation.
然后在一年之后呢，这人就可以得到启迪了。
But some spiritual masters, they can make you wait 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
但是有的时候呢，有些灵性导师呢，会让这位奉献者等到3年、4年、5年的时间。
And then second initiation, you can even wait even longer.
那么这个二次启迪呢，也许可能就会等的时间更长。
Some special situation, the spiritual master will give first and second initiation at the same time.
但是呢，还有一些特别的情况，就是灵性导师他会在同一时刻内把一次启迪和二次启迪全部都给这个奉献者。
If the person is very pure and qualified.
如果要是这个人他非常的纯粹以及很有资格的话。
So here the point that's being made is that if we perform.Without performing these activities, it's very difficult to make spiritual progress.
那我们在这里面想要提到的这个要点就是，如果我们要是不去从事所有这些活动的话，我们是很难在灵性上取得进步的。
Which support the original point that you can chant Hare Krishna once and be free from sinful activities, but if you don't chant purely, you can't get perfection.
但我们之前就讲到的是这个如果你要是唱诵圣名一次就能够免除所有的这些罪恶的活动，但是如果要是不能够纯粹的去唱诵的话，是没有办法达到完美的。
So therefore we have to go through this process of purification by engaging our mind, engaging our body, engaging our senses and our intelligence so that we can become purified, and through the process of initiationaccepting the spiritual master, we can gradually go towards the pure chanting.
那所以说呢，我们就必须要经过这个程序，然后通过这个程序呢，让我们的这个身体、心意、这个感官和智性全部都能够在这个进化的这个程序中得到进化。那么通过这个灵性导师所给我们的这个启迪呢？就可以让我们一直的逐渐的走在这个进化之路上。
Okay, so now Prabhupada will bring another point.
然后现在呢，释迦牟尼佛呢又会提出另外一个要点。
And he is quoting Jiva Goswami.
他引述了 Jiva Goswami 的话。
And Jiva Goswami is explaining that according to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么 Jiva Goswami 呢，他讲述的是根据圣典菩萨瓦坛来讲的。
Deity worship is not necessary.
神像崇拜是没有必要的。
One can attain perfection in spiritual life without engaging in deity worship.
那一个人呢，可以在灵性生活中达到，一个人可以在不从事神像崇拜的这个情况下，在灵性上达到完美。
All you have to do and all you have to say is, Krishna, from today onwards, I am yours.
那你唯一要做的事情就是对 Krishna 说，从今天开始，我就是你的了。
But how many people can do this?
但是又有多少人能这么做呢？
We see that so many people in India, they go to the temples and then they stand in front of Krishna, but they don't say, Krishna, I am yours. They say, Krishna, give me, give me, give me.
那我们在印度呢，看到很多人都会到神庙去，然后呢站在神像的面前，但是他们说的都不是 Krishna, 我是你的了，他们说的是 Krishna, 给我，给我，给我。
So,Here is something we have to understand very clearly. We have to understand how the system works.
那所以在这里面呢，我们是要非常清晰的去了解这一点的。我们要知道这个程序，这个系统它是怎么去运作的。
For each age, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, there is a specific process of self-realization.
那么在每一个年代，无论是在这个Satya 年代、Treta 年代、Dwapara 年代，还是在卡利年代，在每一个年代，我们都有关于自我觉悟的适合这个年代的那个方法。
So, for example, the previous age, Dwapara Yuga, deity worship was the main process for self-realization.
比如说在之前的这个 Dwapara 年代呢，神像崇拜是最主要的，让自己就是让人达到完美的那个方法。
And what is the process for Kali Yuga?
就是达到自我觉悟的那个方法。那么在卡利年代的程序是什么呢？
It's the holy name of Krishna.
那么就是口为圣名 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
Now we also know that when the sages of Naimisharanya discuss.Who will represent Krishna in the age of Kali?
那我们也都知道，在Naimisharanya的森林里面的这些圣人们，他们在探讨了在卡利年代谁会去代表 Krishna.
And they decided that the Srimad Bhagavatam will be the representative of Krishna in the age of Kali.
后来他们就决定了，他们说呢，在卡利年代，圣典薄伽瓦坛将代表。
But then the Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining that the chanting of the holy name is the most important.
然后呢，在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面就解释了，唱诵圣名是最重要的一件事。
And we also know that deity worship is still very, very prominent in the life of devotees in the age of Kali.
而且呢，我们也知道，在卡利年代里面，作为一个奉献者的生活中，崇拜神像这件事情也是非常主要的一件事。
So, Prabhupada explains that there is what we know as the Bhagavat line and the Pancharatra line.
那么所以呢，这个释迦牟尼佛就解释了。那我们有一个叫这个 Bhagavat 这条线，还有一个是 Pancharatra 的这条线。
Yes, so the Bhagavat line is hearing about Krishna.
那 Bhagavat 这条线呢，是关于聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
And Pancharatra line is to follow all the rules and regulations which help us to be purified.
那么这个 Pancharatra 的这条线呢，就是去遵循所有的这些规范和原则，那这个可以帮助我们去得到净化。
And this is established by Narada Muni.
而这个呢，是被 Narada Muni 所建立起来的。
So we need the spiritual master to help us to go through this.
那所以我们需要一位灵性导师去帮助我们去经过这个程序。
So Prabhupada said they're just like two lines of a track, like a train track. They are always together, the Bhagavad line and then all the rules and regulations. They are never separated.
所以呢，嗯，释迦牟尼佛就说呢，就这两条线呢，就好像是火车的这双轨一样。那么，所以呢，这个潘哲拉扎这条线，还有就是这个巴库巴这条线，他们永远都是齐头并进的，从来就没有分开过。
So, even though it may not be necessary to take initiation, if one wants to make progress and gradually purify one's heart in order to hear the glories of the Lord and chant the glories of the Lord, one must approach a spiritual master for proper training.
嗯，那么所以说呢，就是一个人呢，他是需要去得到这个启迪的，然后呢，他为了要能够，就是得到这个逐渐的这种进化，然后呢，去得到一个，sorry，Prabhu。 In order for the devotee to get the proper training and get the progress and hearing.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. 那么就是说，如果要是这个奉献者，他如果要是想要得到一个恰当的一个进化，那么他就需要通过一个灵性导师给他的这个恰当的培训，才可以达到这一点。
So Prabhupada does not contradict Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. He is only explaining the context.
那么所以说呢，Srila Prabhupada他这里边并没有做出和主持人他不相互矛盾的这个说法，他只不过呢就是在解释这个上下文。So
Prabhupada explains that yes, the chanting of Hare Krishna is so powerful that you don't need to be officially initiated.
那么，释迦牟尼佛就讲到了这个圣名呢，确实是非常的有力量的。所以说呢，你不需要一个启迪去唱诵圣名。But
what kind of progress will you make?
但是呢，你能够得到什么样的进步呢？
There is the story how the famous singer from the Beatles, George Harrison.
有一个关于 披头士里面非常著名的歌手 George Harrison的故事。So
George Harrison was very attached to Prabhupada.
那么 George Harrison呢，他非常的依附于Srila Prabhupada。And
he was world famous. He was a big celebrity.
而且呢，他是世界著名的，他是一个非常大的一位明星。And
he did so much service for Prabhupada.
但是呢，他为Srila Prabhupada做了好多服务。
But he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I'm going to move into the ashram and I'm going to shave my head and I'm going to take initiation.
然后他就对Srila Prabhupada说呢，他说我现在想要搬到这个ashram里面去住了，然后呢，我要把头发都给剃了，然后我想从您这儿得到启迪。Prabhupada
says, no, you cannot do this.
Srila Prabhupada说不行, 你可不能这么弄。
You have too much influence in this world.
因为你对这个世界呢有太多的影响了。
Because George Harrison used to make millions of people chant Hare Krishna. So that was very big service. Then he gave money to print the Krishna book. And he offered this big property which has been accommodating devotees, millions of devotees for many years.
而且呢，他还捐出了那么大的一个产业，然后呢，使在好多年里面都一直让那么多的奉献者在这里面可以居住生活。And
then Prabhupada said, but anyway, you are already initiated.
然后释迦牟尼佛说呢，无论如何你已经被启迪了。He
said you already have a spiritual name.
你那已经有了一个灵性的名字。Because
his name is Harrison, so Prabhupada said, you are Hari's son. You are the son of Hari.
他说因为他的名字叫Harrison，所以呢，释迦牟尼佛就说呢，你是Hari's son，也就是说你是Hari的儿子。
Prabhupada had very wonderful, very sweet exchanges with him.
那么所以说呢，释迦牟尼佛和他之间有非常甜蜜的这种互动。
So there are some people who need to stay where they are so they can make their own contribution in their own time and gradually become purified.
那么所以说呢，有些人呢，他们就必须要继续的停留在他们自己的这个位置上，然后呢，根据他们自己的这个时间和步骤去进行他们的这个进步以及进化的程序。
And then when the time is right, then they will naturally come forward and take initiation.
所以呢，当这个时间恰当的时候呢，他们也就非常自然的会得到他们的启迪了。
So Prabhupada explains, yes, you don't need to take initiation officially to make spiritual progress, but if you do take initiation and you can follow the instruction of the spiritual master and the guidance, then you can be engaged in practical devotional service and the heart becomes purified very quickly.
那么所以说爸爸就讲到呢，你可以不通过启迪就可以去称颂圣名，但是如果你要是得到了圣名如果你要是得到了这种启迪，那么你就能够在这个灵性导师的这个指导之下能够恰当的去从事这个奉献服务。
As long as we don't commit offenses.
只要我们不去做任何的冒犯。
So that's why we need to perform activities to purify the senses, we need to hear to purify the heart, we need to chant so we can be close to Krishna. This is a gradual process.
那所以就是为什么呢，我们就需要去这个从事这个活动，然后呢让我们去得到这个净化，然后呢我们还需要去这个唱诵，那让当我们再去唱诵的时候呢，我们就能够更加的接近 Krishna。 所以说呢，这个就是一个恰当的一种程序。
So Prabhupada puts the emphasis here on offenseless chanting. If we approach the spiritual master and take initiation through the guidance of the spiritual master and the association of devotees, we can gradually learn to chant without offenses.
所以说爸爸在这里面强调的呢，就是我们要在不冒犯的情况下去唱诵。所以呢，如果我们要是能够去接近灵性导师，在灵性导师的这个指导之下，而且呢我们可以去这个在和这个奉献者的这个联谊之中呢，我们就可以在这种指导的这种过程中不冒犯的去唱诵。
So the idea is to engage everything, not just the tongue in chanting, but engage the mind, engage the body, engage everything in Krishna's service. Everything has to help.
而且呢，就是当我们在为 Krishna 在做服务的时候呢，并不仅仅是把我们的这个舌头去从事去唱诵的这个活动，而是要把我们的身体、心意和我们的智性全部都致力在这个对 Krishna 的这个服务之中，因为所有的这一切呢，其实都是有助的。
And Prabhupada quotes Rupa Goswami, who says, it is not possible to serve Krishna with material senses. We have to serve Krishna with spiritual senses.
然后释迦牟尼佛他就引述了 Rupa Goswami 的话，他说呢，我们不可能用我们的物质的感官去服务 Krishna, 我们必须要用我们的灵性的感官去服务才可以。
We chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Krishna's pastime and serving Krishna can only be done with purified senses, not material senses.
比如说呢，我们去唱诵Krishna, 然后我们听关于 Krishna 的这个圣名，那么所有的这些呢，都只能够是在纯粹的这种感官之下才可以去做，不可能是在一个物质的感官下去从事的活动。
So, next,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will make another statement.
然后呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢会做出另一个陈述。
Anusanga palikare sansare rakshaye chita akashrishya karaye Krishna premadoye. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, one removes the entanglement from material activities.
通过唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，人就可以从物质活动的挣扎中解脱出来。
Then one becomes very attracted to Krishna.
然后这个人呢，他就变得非常的被 Krishna 所吸引。
And then one's love for Krishna is awakened.
那然后呢，这个人对 Krishna 的这个爱呢，就被唤醒了。
And this process works for every situation and every people, regardless of who they are.
那么这样的一种程序呢，对于任何一个人，无论这个人是谁，处在什么样的处境，都是适用的。
So, finally.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this advice.
然后最后呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就给了这个建议。
One who chants Hare Krishna should be considered a Vaishnava, and therefore respect must be given to such a person.
一个唱诵 Hare Krishna 的人呢，就应该被认为是 Vaishnava, 并且呢，他应该得到尊重。
And Prabhupada explains that whether that person is initiated or not is not a consideration.
那么舍勒帕帕就解释说呢，这个人他无论是启迪了也好，还是没启迪也好，这并不在于我们的考虑范围之内。
But still there is a difference between a Vaishnav who is not initiated and a Vaishnav who is initiated.
但是呢对于一个启迪了的 Vaishnava 和没有启迪的 Vaishnava 之间呢，依然还是有区别的。
And we have to consider who is a neophyte devotee, who is a mature devotee, and who is a very advanced devotee.
因为呢，我们必须要去考虑到底谁是一个初级的奉献者，谁是一个成熟了的奉献者，谁是更加的精进高深的奉献者。
So every devotee is in a different situation.And must act according to one's position.
那么所以说呢，每一个奉献者呢，他都是处在不同的这个处境之中的。那他也要根据他自己的这个处在的这个位置去进行活动。
Otherwise, we don't know who is who, and therefore it's difficult to interact and to have proper relationship.
那么否则的话，如果我们要是看不出来谁是谁的话，我们就没有办法和他们有恰当的这种互动，然后有恰当的这个交流了。
And therefore we commit offenses even without knowing about it.
那所以说呢，我们就会在不知晓的状态下会去做出冒犯。
So it may be a little bit complicated, but it's important to understand how to properly chant.And how to understand other people who are chanting.
那也许可能这有点复杂，但是呢，我们也必须要去理解怎么是恰当的念诵，以及呢，别人是在怎么念诵的，是在什么样的状态下去念诵的。
We should never think this devotee is only a new devotee. I don't have to give respect.
那么我们从来就不应该这么想，就是这个奉献者是一个新的奉献者，所以我们不应该去尊敬他。
No, we have to respect everyone.
我们必须要去尊敬每一个人。
He may not be pure, may not be super advanced, but still, that person has made an effort to come to Krishna consciousness, not yet initiated or just being initiated, and should be given full respect.
那么也许这个人呢，他现在他还没有这个纯粹，但是呢，他却是非常的努力着。让自己进入到 Krishna 知觉之中。那么也许这个人他得到了启迪，也许还没有得到启迪，但是呢，任何一个人我们都应该把我们全人的尊重给予他。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this guideline to this devotee because this devotee is a householder and he meets people every day. People come to his home. He has interaction with all sorts of people and he needs to know what is his proper attitude so that he can give respectAnd also become purified himself.
那么就是说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在给这些奉献者这个指导。那么因为这两位来找他的这个奉献者呢，他们是居士，所以每天呢，他们都会有很多的拜访者，然后他们也会见到各种各样的人，所以呢，他们就希望能够辨认每一个人所处在的这种状态，然后以此呢，他就可以给他们这个。
Yes, now I will conclude with something very important.
那么现在呢，我们要一个非常重要的一个要点来结束今天的讲课。
This devotee is asking this question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那 那么这些奉献者呢，他们在向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提问。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving him an answer according to how who is a devotee, and he says anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a Vaishnava.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，给他们的这个谁是奉献者的这个答案就是，任何一个唱诵了圣名的哪怕圣名一次的人都是 Vaishnava。
Now, this devotee is going to ask that question again next year.
那么这些奉献者呢，他们在下一年的时候呢，又会重新的问这个问题。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give him a different answer.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就会给他们一个不同的回答。
And he will ask him the same question again the year after.
而且呢，在再下一年的时候呢，这些奉献者又会问主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 相同的问题。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give another different answer.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就会给他们另外一个不同的回答。
And the Acharya revealed that why this devotee asked the same question 3 years in a row.
那么这个 Acharya 呢，他就给我们揭示了为什么这些奉献者他们会连着三年问同样的问题。
Because each time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go deeper into the meaning of how to see a Vaishnava.
因为呢，每一次主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都会更深刻的给他们揭示怎么去看待一位 Vaishnava.
First, how to see anyone who chants.
那么首先呢，怎么去看待任何一个唱诵的人？
Second, how to see someone who is chanting who is properly initiated by a spiritual master.
然后第二个呢，怎么去看待一个恰当的被他的灵性导师所启迪了在唱诵的人？
And finally, how to see someone who is properly initiated and has attained perfection of chanting?
然后最后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就想解释怎么去看待一个被灵性导师恰当的启迪，并且呢已经在唱诵上达到完美了的人。
So this is very, very amazing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands the heart of the devotees.
那么，所以这是非常的令人不可思议的，令人惊奇的，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是能够理解这个奉献者的内心的。
These are wonderful instructions.
那么，所以这些呢，都是非常美妙的训示。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will turn to another group of devotees to give more instruction. We're going to find out about this next. Yeah.
那然后呢，这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就会再去接待另外一波这个奉献者，然后呢去给他们跟他们相关的这个训示了。那么这个话题呢，我们将会在下一周的时候讲。
Now I think next week there won't be a class because it's Chinese New Year, the year of the pig.
Okay. 那是下一周呢，我们不会有讲课了，因为下一周呢是中国的新年，是猪年。
Everybody will be too tired from big celebration.
那么大家呢，可能都会非常的这个辛苦，因为呢都在为这个猪年而庆祝。
But we will replay the lecture.
但是呢，我们会重新的这个播放这个讲课。
And we will return after Chinese New Year.
然后呢，我们在新年之后呢会再次回来。
So please take advantage of this Chinese New Year celebration not to indulge, but to, if you are with your family members, give them a chance to eat prasadam and give them a chance to hear Hare Krishna.
所以呢，请大家一定要好好的利用我们中国新年的这个假期，然后呢，如果要是跟家人团的话的要和家人一起给这个家人吃一些 prasada， 然后呢，让家人如果有机会的话，可以唱诵圣名。
Now this is a recording only, so if you have questions, please leave them with Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
那么今天的这个讲课的是一个录音，所以说如果大家有任何的问题的话呢，请把问题就传给 Sumukhi Radha Mataji。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Danakeli, for translating.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Kashadesh Yatra ki jai.
Jai.
Haribo.
Haribo. 外坤的知音服务源于聆听， 我们非常感谢 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们今天的早课的精彩讲述，以及对为前上周问题的耐心的解答。那我们今天的这早课呢，就到此结束了。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中呢，度过一个非常美妙的周三。提前祝大家新年快乐 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。